Hey, superstars. Kat Kabir here, and good morning from Bali. Boredom and addictions. So, myself, I struggled for a long time with eating disorders, drinking quite a bit, and taking lots of different drugs. And one solution that worked for me, along with learning how to process my emotions healthily and learning how to communicate healthily, boundaries, etc., right? This is a very long, long, long discussion. But one thing that was really, really important was that I also was living a life, and I am living a life that engages and stimulates me. Now, I do want to do a little disclaimer that we all have our own needs and we're all wired quite differently. Personally, I have a lot of fire. I have a lot of energy. So I am not very skillful at just laying around on the couch. I'm horrible at vacations. I need a lot of healthy creativity and rest in that way. So one trick that really, really helped me was, what am I growing towards so that I actually have to pull my shit together and live in a very clear and healthy way so that my best self can show up. So that's why I would start creating these really beautiful and intense trainings, for a month, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, for other people to join in, because my best, most powerful, healthiest self had to be the one holding the space. That's why I got into the trapeze arts, flying trapeze, static trapeze. Like, you gotta have your shit together or you're gonna really break your neck if you're not paying attention. And within, all the various things that I was creating and training, there was also a growth edge, and that would make my brain sparkle, and that would create this rewiring that would engage me even more. It just opened up, expanded my universe. So we all need that. There's that place for healthy rest, and that's when you're sick. That's when you're over traumatized and you actually need to take some time to regroup and feel safe. But once you're resourced, we all need that space where we're growing, and it's a healthy growth. And if we're not getting that, then that might be when we start to overeat. That may be when we start to drink too much. That's when we might smoke too much pot or take too many other drugs, plant medicines, etc. And without realizing it, when we're overeating or taking these drugs or drinking, it's one, just trying to like tolerate where we are and keep ourselves there. I mean, remember in COVID, the joke was like how much alcohol the planet just started consuming. It's like we're stuck. And so how do we tolerate? So you're actually trying to keep your vibration, your mindset, your vibration, and numb out to be like, I'm pretending to be okay with that. So it can be also relationships, instead of actually dealing with like, I don't like this relationship, or I need to communicate things or make some tweaks and changes. Well, how do I pretend to be okay with it? Job, whether it's that fear of I don't want to leave my job, or I actually have to communicate and stay in the job, but I actually have to make some changes. So that's my curiosity for you, whether, your way of unconsciously or subconsciously numbing yourself out, trying to stay okay with something, whether it's through overeating, drugs, alcohol, there's a lot of ways, even overexercise. Will you give yourself the gift? Will you give yourself the gift of allowing yourself to grow, have healthy new stimulation? And the last note that I'll make here is that also why we might not let ourselves have that healthy new stimulation or those new goals is that it's scary, because it means you're going to learn a new skill set, and that may mean you're a beginner. You may not be good at it. I'm always intrigued by the people I work with addictions and eating disorders, tend to be highly intelligent, highly sensitive, but also perfectionists. So it's scary to let yourself not be good at something, right? And be at a beginner. You might fail. And also where it's new sensations, it's a new world, and there's going to be loss because there is a comfort zone in the world that you're in. And at least you kind of know your territory, you know the rhythm there. So it does take guts, but I cannot emphasize enough the amount of delight that your spirit, that your body, that your mind, that your heart will have just in being given this space to expand and sparkle. So what new edges, what moreness will you allow yourself to taste and touch today? Sending you lots of love from Bali on this very beautiful Saturday.